The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Fianna Fáil Senator, or should I say Minister of State, Mary Butler, she has said that she agrees with the free contraception scheme starting at the age of 17 because, she says, that is the age of consent in this country, which begs the question, if you want to give out contraception to people of a younger age cohort, should we lower the age of consent? Well, the Labour TD for Dublin Bay South, Ivana Bacik, joins me now. Ivana, do you think there is an argument for lowering the age of consent?
Well, good afternoon, Kieran. And first of all, just to say, I very much welcome the government's announcement of a rollout of the free contraception programme for women aged 17 to 25. I would like, in fact, to see the age extended so that over 25s would also be able to access it, as was recommended, indeed, by the Citizens' Assembly. So I think it's good to see this progress being made. The comments the minister made about the age of consent have a wider import, actually, because, of course, the fact that there is an age of consent in Ireland that's set at 17 for sexual intercourse, that has implications for a whole range of things beyond the, you know, the free contraception programme. And I suppose, what I would like us to see is to embark on an evidence-based decision-making process through a structure like indeed a Citizens' Assembly, where we look calmly at how we approach our law on the age of consent to sexual intercourse, being mindful that in Ireland 17 is the age. It's been set at that for a long time. There have been some voices around changing it. It is one of the higher ages in Europe. Most EU countries, in fact, use the age of 16, which is why I've suggested, I think that's probably, as in my own personal opinion, the right approach to take.
And sorry to interrupt you, Ivana, why beyond just doing it because other EU countries do it? I mean, what's the logic as you see it for lowering it to 16?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't like us to do it without examining.
No, I appreciate
why.
That. Yeah.
You know, I think that is an important point. Just because other EU countries do it doesn't mean we should. Absolutely right about that. I think there is a growing awareness that, you know, that young people need to be protected, that we need to ensure, first of all, protection against abuse. I must say I launched in Trinity just a few weeks ago a new programme around sexual consent workshops, around education and information programmes for teenagers and young people about consent. And that's hugely important. So it's not that it's not that I think we should liberalise these laws without also having a very strong awareness raising campaign around consent. That's hugely important. But I do think we need to look at whether there are unforeseen consequences of having our age at 17, where, for example, it does mean that free contraception isn't provided to 16-year-olds who are engaging in sex. And that's a real concern, therefore, because we're exposing young people, particularly young girls, to risks if we're not enabling them to access contraception. And there is somewhat of a fudge in the sense that at 16, teenagers have the right to consent to medical treatment. So at 16, doctors may prescribe pills or indeed any other medications to a teenager without parental consent. There is no age restriction, of course, on buying condoms. So just to stress that. So we're talking here about other forms of contraception.
So in other words, if
you're under 17, the law is unclear as to whether or not you have any right to be prescribed contraception. But what we know for sure is that the government programme free contraception will not apply below the age of 17.
Okay,
so what I would like us to do is to embark on a programme where we're looking at the data, the information, and saying, well, look, if in fact there are young people who should be accessing free contraception, who should be able to access it in the younger, that's then we should look at changing the age.
Okay.
I wouldn't like to see it go below 16, I must say, Kieran, because I do think we also have a duty to protect young people. And just to finish, myself and Gillian Van Turnhout as a senator persuaded the government to change the law so that children could not legally marry until they reached the age of 18. So I do think we need to ensure that, you know, there are a number of different age milestones, and 18 is the crucial age at which we reach adulthood. 17 is the age at which we currently set the lowest age at which you may consent to sex.
Okay.
And I think we do need to look rationally about whether 16 would be more appropriate.
Okay. Well, Ivana, stay with us because I know you're a fellow traveller on many issues down through the years. Cliona Sadlier, the Executive Director of the Rape Crisis Network Ireland, is with us as well. Cliona, you're welcome to studio. I'm sure you'd, well, I don't want to put words in your mouth. I'm sure you'd agree with Ivan about the need to talk about this, you know, in a very open way before any decision is made. But would you have any misgivings about an eventual recommendation to government to lower the age of consent?
Well, I think, first of all, yes, I'm in agreement with the deputy on almost everything she said there. But I think in terms of answering a question, I'd have to take a step back, because I'm glad that the deputy mentioned the age of medical consent, because I think that's gotten muddled here, because yes, these are not the same things. The age of medical consent and the age of sexual consent are two entirely different things. They have different functions. And in terms of thinking about, and the age of medical consent is not my area of expertise, obviously, it's sexual consent. Mm. But what we do know is that the age of medical consent is set at 16, and indeed it can go lower. And there's a whole policy set on that, a detailed policy, but it's a practice that has gone on for a very long time. It is very robust. It has stood the test of time. It is not being challenged at the moment. And it seems to us that that is the route that you would look at extending a medical prescription such as the contraceptive pill. So it's the age of medical consent we're talking on here, and we need to lean on here. The age of consent, I feel, has been inappropriately brought into this, because I don't believe that it's a bar here, because I think this is about the age of medical consent. Now, I think there's been a bit of, you know, back and forth as well about whether or not the AG was asked an opinion on this and whether the AG gave an opinion on this. I think if we are looking at the age of medical consent and how established that is, I think asking the AG their opinion on this would be a bit like asking the AG what day of the week it was and their opinion on that. I don't think it's very helpful, because this is robust and established, and it is enabling. And at the moment, I think we need to be very clear to young people in terms of that fear about access to healthcare and access to a response for vulnerable children in terms of all of their healthcare, including their healthcare around sex. They need to be really clear that that is enabled. We have that. That is very robustly enabled within our law and within our practice. And I think that needs to be clear before we, you know, so I think we need to treat those two very separately.
Okay, so this issue of contraception, you know, falls within the medical consent umbrella, or falls under that umbrella more than the sexual consent umbrella. And as you say, there's no problem then in terms of giving it to a 16-year-old.
And Minister Donnelly has said that he is open to extending and looking at this age. You know, he started off with this age bracket, and people have said, well, can we push the boundaries on this, including the deputy just now? And it's like, and the minister said, yes, he's open to looking at the boundaries on this. So I think, you know, we need to separate this out. That is what was at issue principally here. And I think that's what's going on here. That's my guess.
And that maybe unfortunate conflation, though, has to a degree kicked off a discussion about the sexual age of consent. Mm-hmm. And do you think that is a discussion we should have, or is 17 satisfactory for you?
So I think we're never against a discussion. I'd probably rather not have it again. But, you know, we had a very detailed discussion on this, but it was some time ago. And there's no harm, I think, in refreshing ourselves in this. Because when you're conflating medical consent and the age of sexual consent, that question of, and I think it's a very good question of, if you're lowering the age of consent, how low would you go? I think that is telling, because it tells you what you think the age of consent's work is, what it's supposed to achieve in society. And if what we have done is we've got these two ages, so we allow access and we allow care and we allow response through the age of medical consent. The age of consent in Ireland, and it's not the same in other European countries, and the history of how we got to our different ages of consent is quite varied across Europe in particular. But the age of consent we have in Ireland, the legislation, it is about protection. It enables intervention. That's what it's about, and that's its primary function, and that's how it's used in practice. And if you look at the evidence of how the DPP prosecutes under the age of consent, that's how it's used. It enables us to intervene when there's a child who is essentially...
It's not about denying the reality of young people having sex. It's about protecting young people who are vulnerable and maybe have been exploited or assaulted.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you went the other direction and you thought about the age of consent as being about, if you like, following norms or practices, then there's an argument for not having an age of consent at all. Why would you? Do you know, it's not then a question of just lowering it by 1 year.
Yeah.
If you're consistent.
Well, someone here
texted
in to say they were sexually active at 14. So there's an argument immediately on the text line to drop it to 14, if that's the logic.
Why would you stop at 16 if that's what you think the function is of the age of consent? For us, the age of consent, and I think this was clarified in the debate, and it was a long time ago, 2006, which is why I'd be open to, you know, perhaps we need to air this again. It is about protection. It is about enabling the state.
Okay.
It's about being able to intervene when we have this very vulnerable cohort, subject to all sorts of coercive and control and grooming.
Okay, Ivana, a final word just on, I suppose, on the value of a threshold of 17 to protect that cohort.
Well, point, very important points.
We seem to have lost Ivana, unfortunately. Ivana Bacik, Labour TD, and Cliona Sadlier, Executive Director of the Rape Crisis Network Ireland. Cliona and Ivana, listen, thanks a million for joining us here on the show. I mentioned the text that came in about somebody saying they were sexually active at 14. Somebody else says, I don't think we should compare ourselves to the European. 16 for me is just a little too young. You can keep those texts coming on.